ins.com. Kyle at ipginS.com.
President Trump goes prime time in Iowa. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We're up, I guess, by like 30 or 40 points, but we're not taking any chances.
Though the Republican frontrunner running to get his job back will skip tonight's GOP debate again. After a Trump town hall on Fox, at Fox's Tanya J. Powers reports raised eyebrows when he was asked
to categorically say he would not retaliate against his political opponents if he wins re-election next year.
You are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
Sean Hannity asks again for clarification.
We're closing the border and we're drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator. Okay?
President Biden also raised eyebrows at a fundraiser in Boston.
If Trump wasn't running, I'm not sure I'd be running, but we cannot let him win. Biden has repeatedly warned that democracy is at stake if Trump secures a second term.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich. House Republicans could vote next week to formalize an impeachment inquiry. As Fox News Digital reports, two IRS whistleblowers claim then Vice President Biden used email alias accounts exchanging messages with one of his son's business partners. Now, the president's denied any role in Hunter Biden's business dealings. A man in Texas facing capital murder charges after a shooting spree that left six people dead, two in a home in Austin, then a cyclist was shot and wounded.
Right before they engaged with police who were responding to a burglary in progress at a home in Austin. One officer was shot at the scene before the suspect sent authorities on a high-speed chase.
Fox's Brooke Simmons reports he was stopped and arrested. Two more victims found in Austin, two more shot dead in San Antonio. Two police officers injured. Israel keeps bombarding southern Gaza, going after Hamas.
Fuel and medical supplies are at critically low levels, say aid groups, and hospitals overflowing with wounded civilians. Israel's push into southern Gaza means 600,000 people are being told to evacuate.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has gone to Saudi Arabia. He'll also go to the United Arab Emirates, trying to shore up support from two major oil producers as the war on Ukraine continues and the war in the Middle East is making the FBI director more nervous about the threat of terror attacks here.
A dire warning from Director Christopher Wray to the Senate, telling members he's never seen so many threats elevated at the same time. Director Wray asking Congress to reauthorize FISA in a section known as 702.
702 is often the tool we use to find victims and get them what they need to get their systems back up and running.
The policy, though, has come under scrutiny for allowing surveillance of Americans without a warrant, which some believe is an invasion of privacy. Republicans and Democrats are currently negotiating reforms to FISA. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The Senate has approved 425 military nominations that were held up for months by Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville.
The Tuberville hold was in response to a DOD policy after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, allowing service members to take leave and be reimbursed for transportation expenses if they needed to travel to a state where abortion was legal. Just weeks ago, Senator Tuberville had promised to stick to his guns. He relented without any concessions from the Pentagon.
I'm releasing everybody. I still got a hold on, I think, 11 four-star generals. Everybody else is completely released from me.
At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising after a mixed day yesterday. The Dow went down, but the Nasdaq rose. In the NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers advance to the semifinals of the in-season tournament. Milwaukee routed New York 146-122. Last night, L.A. edged Phoenix 106-103. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois is paying tribute to the state veterans, fallen heroes, and their families. The governor joined by active duty military members, veterans, and Gold Star families at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum for the Gold Star Treating Lighting Ceremony in Springfield. He joined the families in decorating and lighting a tree as a symbol of gratitude and remembrance. At Urbana, Christmas tradition almost here, ready to brighten your holiday. People living on Candlestick Lane celebrating 60 years of bright lights and big displays. You can find them along Grant Place near Eastern Drive. Some of the decorations are even homemade, and there's a special ceremony that kicks everything off. Illinois Solar for All was named as one of five grand prize winners of the U.S. Department of Energy's American Made Sunny Awards. It is the Illinois Power Agency's income-eligible solar program. Five teams selected by DOE's National Community Solar Partnership to receive a grand prize for their community solar projects or programs. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. I'm Stevie J. Good morning. Morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
That was a blast last night watching the fight in Atlanta at Madison Square Garden on number one broadcast team on number one sports station ESPN worldwide. It was awesome.
Uh-huh.
Illinois wins by like, I don't know, 11, 10, 9. It was 98 to something.
89.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a good, impressive win over the number 11 team, Florida Atlantic. We got all kinds of clips to play for you this morning.
Awesome. Go Illini.
Oh, stand by, my friends, as we get into Wednesday morning. We check our weather, brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, some holidays can be hard and lead to increased negative behaviors and addiction. Sometimes when people are struggling, they just need a hand. An addiction recovery center is available for you at carl.org. You can find details.
All right, it's our meteorologist, Gregory Solier. Good morning, sir. What do you see on your maps today?
Well, my friends, thank you much. Good morning. Maps and charts showing a break in the overcast back along and a little bit west of I-55, more so west of the Illinois. It's coming our way, and maybe just some high-level cloud to follow in behind that, and what should turn out to be a better day's worth of weather today. Drier air, light wind, and a big warm-up expected here as we move on through the second half of the week with the next weather system. Anything but a December look and feel. It'll be wind-driven rain that comes through the area into the front part of the weekend, but there's some signs of a little shift into the northern branch of the jet, the southern end of that. So that means some colder air maybe in sight here late in the weekend, more so into next week, and maybe a little bit of the white stuff at least in the air as well. Nothing more than that, and perhaps as early as Sunday. 34 as you get over towards Willard and Savoy, same at Rantoul, Danville, up towards Watseka, Burlington section, Bloomington, Illinois, 34. And you want to talk about Burlington, Wisconsin? They're in the lower 30s as well. No real cold air anywhere in sight across our part of the Corn Belt and beyond, for now at least. So enjoy the day as we turn it partly sunny for the mid-morning and into the afternoon, and a high temperature for the day today expected to top out a little bit north of about 40. That's on target for a D6. Northwest to west breezes on the light side, shifting southwest down to 34 for tonight. Windy and milder for the day tomorrow, up to 54 with sunshine and a southwest wind. Maybe tomorrow and into Friday, those are the days to get the holiday decorations on out. Low down tomorrow night into the 40s, 57, even 60 south of Champaign, and Philo here for the day on Friday with a shower chance early and late, then widespread rains for the day Saturday. Temperatures in the 50s, colder weather on Sunday around 40, maybe a little rain snow mix in the morning and a sprinkle for the afternoon, 43 on Monday, and a couple of snow showers and flurries maybe in the air next Tuesday and Wednesday. High temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. For Stephen A. Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solgay.
Off and running, ESPN 93.5. Again, good morning. Anthony Russo has joined us. Anthony, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
Political analyst, host of the Truth Will Set You Free podcast, Anthony Russo. So, Anthony, there's the fourth GOP debate. Is that tonight?
Yep.
That is this evening. That is correct.
Why do I feel like I'm going to a Taylor Swift concert, except Taylor Swift isn't singing?
Yeah, it's pretty awkward. It's, first off, we've never been down to just four candidates at the debate at this time. We have five candidates, including Trump, of course. We've actually made it a little further. I believe as of this time, last presidential election, Republican primary, we had, nine still at this point. So we've withered it down pretty quickly. I think it's predominantly because everybody knows the candidate is going to be Donald Trump. So really, is this a, there's multiple things going on at this debate. one of which is Chris Christie still somehow alive, which I believe is strictly for the purpose of attacking Donald Trump. So the anti-Trump group has found a way to make sure that somehow Chris Christie, who I don't know a single Republican that would even consider voting for Christie, is still somehow alive. So you've got that, and then you've got other people vying for cabinet positions or vice presidential positions. So that's what really this debate comes down to. And I do believe Trump will debate at one point. I think he would have done it without Christie being there. I've been saying that all along. Once all the anti-Trumpers are out, so that he's not, they're not giving food to the Democrats for the general election, I think he'll jump in the fray just to get his voice heard. But at this point, with Chris Christie still somehow, quote unquote, getting 6% of support and 80,000 unique donors, I think Trump, that's why Trump's still sitting out.
Okay, I did not see Donald Trump. I was just totally engulfed in Illinois basketball at Madison Square Garden, beating the number 11 team, which was fun. So I didn't see Donald Trump last night. How'd that go?
You know, I actually watched the first half, and then I watched some of the recaps this morning. From everything that he did and said, he was incredibly strong. He came out hot. Hannity obviously teed up some softballs as usual, but Trump kind of went on. The thing that Trump is showing is that he is so strong mentally in comparison to Biden. The biggest thing, I think the biggest bombshell that he dropped was the fact that Trump does not think Biden will be the Democrat nominee, which means everything has to happen where the DNC essentially takes full control, which means it'll lead up all the way to the election, and then they'll insert somebody like a Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama. So he does not believe Biden will be the Democrat nominee. I think that was the first time we heard that from his mouth. He wasn't challenged like some Republicans want to hear on some of the things on mandates and vaccines, but he never has and probably never will be. That's probably his one rule. Because he knows it doesn't look good with his group. Besides that, he looks strong. The typical questions, typical answers, and he laid out the platform that he really wants to make sure, which is strong at the borders, America first. He was very clear on the America first side, which obviously counters Nikki Haley's kind of neocon philosophies. He answered some of the questions just without the debate, the same stuff that he'd be facing if he was there.
Okay, so who would be most likely, if it is Donald Trump, who would be most likely at this point, do you think, would be a vice president?
It's a tough question. I mean, for a while we were saying Vivek just because he was so in Trump's corner. But I think that having two Trumps isn't necessarily the way to go at this point. I don't think it can be Nikki Haley because they're so opposed on a lot of different levels, even though that plays the identity politics. I think Scott is still alive in that conversation. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of people that weren't running. So you've got Sarah Huckabee Sanders is one of them. Some of the other people that are talking
about. Not going to be Nikki Haley, right? That's burned the bridge there, I think.
I can't imagine it being Nikki Haley. And honestly, I think that would lose some of the Republican support because I think a lot of the Trump crowd is very against Nikki Haley's international America second viewpoint.
Okay. All right. Well, it'll be interesting. And again, I've never thought, honestly, that it's going to be Trump versus Biden. And Biden mentioning that, I probably wouldn't run unless Trump. Maybe that's a hint and an indication. But they know with all that's going on in Israel now and all that's going on with the black vote, the African-Americans are fading from him, as are the Muslims. Biden has a real chance to lose this thing. I don't think it's going to be Joe Biden, but dang, I think if it's Michelle Obama, there's a problem there. I think we're in a celebrity time. And Michelle Obama, has she even been on a city council anywhere? It's just The Rock, Oprah. I mean, you can go from Dwight Eisenhower, 1952, all the way to here, where somebody who is a massive celebrity. Could Taylor Swift be president? She's got how many followers does she have? Like 150 million?
Right.
I mean, you only need 75 million to win. 80? I mean.
And then she'll get the sports fans now with Travis
Bam!
Kelce. And her,
that's
it. She's got it won.
It'll be Taylor Swift and first gentleman Travis Kelce. Yeah. 87. That's the way let's go.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. It's we are in uncharted waters here. There's no doubt about it. And
no doubt.
It'll be fascinating to see because Donald Trump will have a couple of convictions hung around his neck before this one's over. The question is, does that matter?
You know, it's going to be interesting to watch. I don't. In his crowd, it definitely does not. Honestly, the more it's pushed, the more I actually get in Trump's corner. Just because it's getting ridiculous at this point when we're seeing what actually goes on in politics across the board. The only issue that can happen to Trump is if they really do find something that can get a conviction that would make it essentially unconstitutional for him to be president. But most of the issues that he's having are really just for the purposes, the legal issues, just for the purposes of saying, how dare you vote for a criminal?
Right. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it would not actually keep him from being president.
Yeah.
So I don't foresee this being a major. I don't foresee it being a major issue. They're just trying to. They're trying to do everything in their power to make it to make him unelectable from a visual standpoint. But in all reality, it's not working, and that's why they've switched to the dictator talk this week, which we've heard before. If he was a dictator, he wouldn't have left office the first time. It's absolutely silly.
Anthony Russo, how can people listen to your podcast?
Just go ahead and look up Truth Will Set You Free USA on all the different channels, groups, pages, all that stuff. You can find me right there.
All right, buddy. Appreciate your time on the Tappan's Towing phone line. Anthony Russo, Illinois beats Florida Atlantic 98-89.
Well, obviously those two were pretty special tonight. Heck of a college basketball game. That was terrific. It's not very often that you shoot 63% and feel like you need all of that to win. I said this, Dusty's team is as connected as any team I've seen. I think there is the best passing team in college basketball, the best team I've seen, and which makes what we did tonight even better.
He's talking about Terrence Shannon and Marcus DeMas, Terrence.
Yeah, that was a big emphasis. He told us they're really athletic, they're fast, and they like to get up and down, and that's how they've been beating teams. And we locked in on that. We keyed in on transition defense, but we practice on that all the time. And I feel like we did a good job executing today, like you said. That's just what I do. I feel like nobody can stop me going downhill, and I just showed that today. I kind of got away from that, but just playing within the game, like I said. Just...
All right, so lots coming. I've got more clips from Marcus DeMas. 33 points for the kid, Diana.
Yep.
He was amazing.
Same with Terrence Shannon Jr.
I mean, 33-33, but
right.
Marcus, I mean, came out of, that's his career high. That's Terrence's career high.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Justin Harmon registered a season high, 10 points contributing. Coleman Hawkins was hot at the right times, 9 points. But he had a three that was... just looked terrific right at the right time. So it was great to see all cylinders charging and us winning 98-89. Go Illini. Next up, Tennessee, Saturday at 11 in Knoxville. The women are in action against Northern Kentucky at 6 o'clock tonight.
Well, I tell you what, we're buzzing about Fighting Illini basketball. The women are going to be good. The guys are starting to get it going, man. That was a very important win for Selection Sunday in March because of the value of beating an 11-ranked Final Four team. Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center has their winter hours, and they've got the pool passes on sale now. You can learn all about this at urbanaparks.org.
Stever, I got one coming up.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ampa Saturday. Nice couple of days ahead, and even a mild start to the weekend, although it'll be wet across the area. Yes, yeah, significant rains are back into play. No hint of any significant winter weather coming our way, although a modest downward trend on temperatures perhaps noted around here at some point middle to late portions of next week, but nothing bitter and or biting. Becoming partly sunny for the day today. Afternoon temperatures a little above 40 with a light west-southwesterly wind settling on in. 34 on the low tonight. Tomorrow, windy, milder with sunshine and 54 on a gusty southwest wind. Lows in the 40s here for tomorrow night and a windy and seasonally mild Friday. Maybe a shower early and late with a high temperature up to 57 in the 50s with widespread rains for the day on Saturday. A couple of showers here on Sunday. A little mixed snow in the morning. High temperature up around 41. Partly cloudy, 43 on Monday. Maybe a snow shower on Tuesday and high temperatures there in the upper 30s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Olchis, Greg Solier.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to connect communities through financial outreach and economic opportunity. Building a stronger, more vibrant community, Busey offers tools and resources to individuals, families, and business owners to achieve financial success. Building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. UC Bank, member FDIC, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Mortgage rates moderated this week. The Mortgage Bankers Association's average for a 30-year fixed rate declined to 7.17%, the lowest level since August. Applications to refinance a home increased 14%, though the number of loan purchase applications declined. ExxonMobil will be buying back more stock, up to $20 billion worth a year. It expects to boost production next year with its purchase of Pioneer Natural Resources, though antitrust regulators are investigating the ExxonMobil Pioneer Natural Resources deal. Smithfield Foods is seeing demand for pork softening. It's ending contracts with 26 hog farms in the state of Utah. Reuters says the industry is seeing an oversupply of pork. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
The mood is right.
Joining me on the Tavern's Towing phone line is the owner of Tavern's Towing, Jim Hampton. Are you you awake?
Yes, I am awake.
He's a community man. I guess I was surprised by a recent conversation when you were telling me how many calls you guys get. It's like ringing a lot. Doesn't it ring a lot, your phone?
Yeah, our phone's ringing quite a bit.
And so if I were to be your dispatcher, hi, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to Tavern's Towing. And then what do I say? You got to train me. What do I say?
How may I assist you today?
How may I assist you today? Dang it. Sorry you're calling me. Because obviously you need me.
Right.
So tell me about yourself. Okay, you're going to have to work with me. Jim Hampton, you guys at Tavern's locally owned and operated. So what are you doing for the Toys for Tots?
Yeah, we're collecting bicycles for the Toys for Tots.
Nice.
Last year, there was an issue with one of the trailers got broke into, and a lot of toys and bikes were stolen out of the trailer. So some buddies of mine reached out and said, hey, we can't let this happen. So we went and got 75 bikes. My buddies, there's a bunch of us that got a bunch of bikes together, and we took them back over to Salvation Army for Toys for Tots.
I guess on one level, why don't you just go to the mall and steal candy out of a stroller? I mean, how would you take?
Right.
Right? I mean, who could do that? Taking toys from the children? All right, so
yeah, right?
You guys, 75 bikes. How do you get the bikes?
The guys are going around to all the different stores, and they're picking up bikes.
Awesome.
They're taking it out of their pockets, and some of the businesses are supporting that. I'm supporting that. They bring them over to a location, and we put them together. We're like Santa's Denzel's will put them together.
It's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
I'm a little nervous about that because you get them in boxes, and if you said Stevie J put a bike together, the problem with me putting anything together, Jim, is there's more things left than there are put together.
Uh-oh.
You're going, what the heck? How come there's 14 screws left? I wonder where they go.
Is that sturdy?
Oh, boy.
It's not that bad, Stevie.
Okay.
I don't think there's 14 parts to put together. It all snaps together.
So they made it a lot easier because you put a grill together, I got enough to build a house left over, okay? There's just too many things, nuts and bolts and whoa! So you guys doing that's awesome. It's just another example of good local work that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your work, too, you really are helping people every day, Jim, and you see a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's my purpose is to help people. What we do over here is to help people.
Yeah.
So it's sometimes around the holidays when people are drinking, there's a service where they can call and they'll have their vehicle towed. Is that something you guys are doing? Maybe I shouldn't have even brought it up.
Yep, we've been doing that we'll continue to do it. I mean, fortunately, it is going down. The amount of calls are going down, but New Year's, we do the free ride home.
Okay.
If you find yourself in that position, give us a call. We'll make sure you get home safe.
No kidding.
That's awesome.
Hey, your car gets to go home, too.
That's right. That's the benefit.
You don't have to go look for it the next day.
So I'm not,
instead of Ubering and leaving the bar and coming to get your car the next day, which oftentimes you're still drunk, they'll take your car and yourself home. That's happening.
So can I ride in the car while you tow me? It'd be really fun to be... kind of
not,
elevated
not in the car.
Right. Oh, okay. I'm sure. And you're three sheets to the wind and you're all
hey. That's amazing actually, and I don't know if I realize that you come take the car and the person.
Right.
And you do that for free?
Yeah. And we're not asking anybody to go out and drink it and put yourself in
that. Absolutely.
Before you get up and get an accident or make that somebody make that bad decision.
Yep, it's a bad decision. Jim Hampton.
But the car has to drive. We have to get in the car and move it to the truck. It has to drive. And we take the car and the individual home.
That's amazing.
And we park the car in the driveway.
Goodness.
And you get to wake up and not have to go search for your car.
That's amazing. Jim Hampton, Tapman's Towing, he the man, 328-2424.
Tapman's Towing.
We got it, baby.
So when it comes to the toy drive, how long is this going on?
I believe we're taking them over there next week.
Okay.
So the toys the bicycles are getting, I mean, I'm not really for sure when toys are about to start, but we're collecting the bikes, you know, so they'll be ready for them.
Awesome.
Good man, Jim Hampton.
150 bikes. We're going after 150 bikes this year.
Wow.
You're going to change
twice as many as last year.
Change 150
lives.
That's
what the guys want to do.
Wow.
That's right.
Good man, Jim. Thanks for your time, Bubba.
Bye, buddy.
Talk soon.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye. You too. Jim
Yay.
Hampton. Doing that for Toys for Tots at Tapman's Towing.
Yep.
Okay, we have a Stever. It is up now. You can go to GoStever.com. I am awarding you $50 to go eat a steak at Long Branch Steakhouse.
Nice.
Now, I put in there pretty clearly, sorry, you can only win this once a year.
Okay.
I just, you know, I appreciate that you do that, but there's a lot of people that try and win and don't win, and if you've already had a steak dinner on us, I'd like you to let somebody else try that. Because you know how good it is. It is ridiculous.
It is. And they open, Wednesday through Saturday?
Yep, 5 to 9.
5 to 9.
Yep.
And I think Wednesday and Thursday, there's a few different options for you. I know I'm a fan of the shish kebab.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's all chopped up. Your vegetables and little pieces of meat
that
are fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's an option for you. So Long Branch Steakhouse at 310 South Main Street in downtown Gifford.
All right, so GoStever.com. It is there. Good luck to you. You'll get an email after 8 tonight. Then you'll have, let's see, tomorrow, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday to go eat it. So if you can't do it in the next 2 weekends, then maybe you ought to sit this one out. Wait till January. It is the Stever program where I, Stevie J, happily give you money to go try a great business. This is a great business with ridiculous. I tend to go to the ribeye with mashed potatoes. And, of course, macaroni and cheese. two.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. All right, back in a moment. It's Wednesday. We all know what that means. Brother Johnny, Ed Martin, stand by.
What difference does it make to a hurting world that some of us call ourselves Christians? That's the question that Empty Tomb is helping to answer. On a local level, church people work through Empty Tomb to meet people at their points of need. On a global level, Empty Tomb's Mission Match is designed to help churches stop under five child deaths. These work happen because Christians care. If you want more information, see emptytomb.org or call 217-356-2262. Together, we can change the world in Jesus' name.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Jay Papa, four are dead in Austin, Texas. Two others killed in San Antonio. Austin Interim Police Chief Robin Henderson.
We strongly believe one suspect is responsible for all of the incidents.
Cops say that man in custody charged with capital murder. The carnage began Tuesday morning. Officials say an Austin school police officer was shot at a high school in a targeted attack. Parents worried about their kids.
I just hear Harris say, Mom, it was like, oh, my baby, come on. Oh, my God. I was happy.
No reports of injuries at the school. The Israeli military striking in Gaza over 250 targets over the last 24 hours.
From the destruction in Gaza's second largest city of Khan Yunis, Israeli forces are operating throughout that area as they continue to go after Hamas leadership.
Fox's Trey Yinks in southern Israel. And Donald Trump skipping tonight's Republican presidential debate in Alabama. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. The Sangamon County coroner releasing the identity of a Mohammed man who died in a car crash over the weekend. The coroner identified the deceased as 41-year-old Chad Diala Mohammed. He was involved in a collision near the intersection of North Dirksen Parkway and Sangamon Avenue Friday night and died shortly after arriving at the hospital. A colonel for the Illinois National Guard from Champaign, recognized with the Legion of Merit, Colonel Jason Osberg, was awarded the prestigious military medal, according to a release Monday. He retired from the Army earlier this year after more than 33 years of service. A new pain and spine center coming to Urbana. OSF Healthcare Heart of Mary Medical Center is opening on its December 20th date. It's attached to the hospital right off West Church Street and North Wright Street. HRC of Edgar and Clark County is offering 24/7 mental health services in the new year. Patients will have easier access to a nearby parking lots. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Urbana is Saturday. Nice spell of weather temperature-wise for the next couple of 2 or 3 days across the area. Anything but a December feel beginning for the day tomorrow. Next weather system is going to be a widespread rainmaker across our part of the Midwest. A little wraparound effect has some colder air and perhaps a touch of snow in the air come Sunday. Nothing to worry about there. Bit of a downward trend on temperatures back to more seasonal levels and taking home by early next week. Becoming partly sunny for the day today, up around 41, the expected high. Northwest to west breeze on the light side, shifting southwest, a few clouds and 34 for tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, milder at 54, and a southwest wind 15 to 25 and gusty. 40s tomorrow night, maybe a stray shower early and late in the day on Friday, partly sunny and 57. Rain for the day on Saturday, the high near 56. 41 with maybe a little rain, snow shower mix for the day on Sunday. 43 on Monday, highs in the upper 30s, and perhaps another snow shower in spots come Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldgang.
It is Wednesday. We welcome Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Legal Defense Fund. The last hire by the great Phyllis Schlafly was Ed Martin near the swamp. Ed!
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. I hope you're doing well out there. It's winter where I am. The swamp is freezing over. It's about 38 degrees, so it's starting to get cold. So winter's here.
Brother Johnny, who, along with his entire family and my sister and her husband, one of her boys, and Johnny, you don't realize the effort it takes to come to a wedding, and yeah. We appreciate everything that you did and your family, and it was just such fun. Gracie got married, Ed, over the weekend, and Johnny, appreciate all the effort it took for you and all of yours to come. So,
Well, it was pretty, it was easier for us to get there than putting on that wedding kit. Boy, that was something else. But Grace asked all four of my grandchildren to be in it, so that was pretty cool. And they're like 9, 8, 8, and 5.
Yeah,
so
nine, eight, and five. And the 5-year-old is his name is Lincoln. Is turning 6 coming up, and I said, Lincoln, you were carrying the rings down the aisle. What were you thinking? And he went, I almost panicked. It was so cute.
Well, that's congratulations on that. It's much easier for me. I have 2 daughters, and they're both going to be nuns. So it's a lot easier.
Excellent.
Right in the convent, and I just think that's easier, you know? So.
No, I understand. That. But you know, we had a comment from my friend Jamie Fairbanks, Johnny, you know Jamie, and he said that the whole thing gave me hope because there was so much godliness and Jesus and Holy Spirit that were in the service and of the service and part of the fabric of what we have. And it just, he said it was refreshing and gave me hope. And I thought that was as good a comment as you could get. So in any event, it's good to have Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, on the Tavern's Joint phone line. There is a debate tonight, a GOP debate with Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and it doesn't matter, Ron DeSantis. So this feels like a Taylor Swift concert without Taylor Swift, Ed.
Yeah. Well, and it's more even more interesting than that. Chris Christie made the stage, which I don't know how that happened. I mean, 2 days ago they were saying he didn't have the requisite polling, and he got there. And so you're guaranteed to have trash mouth Jersey talk. I mean, spoken as a guy who was born and raised in New Jersey. And therefore, you know, it's not going to be serious. I actually thought they were trying to get towards, you know, maybe 2 candidates, DeSantis and Haley, and trying to make an argument that one of them could be an anti-Trump. But, you know, there was a report earlier today, which, of course, is always an indication of what the left wishes, and that is that the talk is that they're going to try to get the candidates on the stage to speak, you know, really attack Trump. Good luck. I mean, good luck. When you see the numbers, Nikki Haley and DeSantis are 2nd and 3rd with 10%. Vivek Ramaswamy is running for the future and being optimistic and therefore only saying really smart things about Trump and Trump policy. So I no one's going to watch. No one's going to care. And more importantly, for the first time in my life, I did a political interview. You did the second time. And someone brought up Taylor Swift. So Taylor Swift is winning. The rest of us are just hanging around.
Yeah, I don't know how that'll rate. We were trying to. I don't know what channel this is on, Eddie. Do you? Who's carrying?
I'm being serious. It's on Megyn Kelly's podcast is one of the sponsors. So I don't know. Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't know who's going to carry it. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I
mean, well, you got the NBA Final Four, so we'll be watching our Pelicans. They're in the Final Four for the first time. Mid-season tournament, first time.
But, okay.
Yeah, I might check in. Anyway, we'll see. Yeah, I like the candidate. I don't like Christie. He hugged Obama. But the others are fine.
Is Chris Christie in there to trash Trump? Did they figure that out so the anti-Trumpers could get him in?
Yeah. I think so. I think that's right. I think it's just because he'll say the nasty stuff and everybody else will skate above. I guess that's right. But it doesn't work, right? I mean, if he was good at it, you know, you remember remember Newt when he ran for president a few years ago? He found a space where he was picking on the press, and it worked. Nobody thinks it's working for Chris Christie. So, again, you know, it reminds me of 2015 and 16, guys, where the establishment and the media wanted to get rid of Trump, and they couldn't do it. All the usual plays that you run against the candidate don't work. I mean, and so here we are. The more interesting thing is the rapid deterioration of support for Biden. You know, in the last day or so, there's been this specific, you know, clear payments going to Biden from his son. At the time, his son was making millions, admittedly, from China. And even like Jake Tapper on CNN said something like, well, Biden lied to us in the debates where he said, my son never got money from China that benefited me. And now if you lose Jake Tapper, you're losing fast. So I don't know where that's going to end up. My own opinion is Biden's never going to quit and Jill's never going to let him. But who knows at this point?
Yeah, but I think that's coming out. I think they all knew all that. But now they're trying to bring it out. just because they got to get rid of this guy, and I'm hoping they just run out of time, because I think Joe will lose. So.
Well, I think you're right, Johnny. But I think they can get rid of him, Ed, if they just go the Hunter Broughton impeach and those kinds of things, and then at some point he knows he's losing and this thing isn't going to work, so he says, I'm going to retire and spend more time with my family, that kind of thing. I just think that Gavin Newsom, Michelle Obama, some of the choices out there would be far better than Joe Biden. So I'm with Johnny. I do hope they run out of time, but I'm not sure they will.
Yeah, and
I think that Michelle Obama
thing is more just people waking up from a bad dream and making it all up in their mind. She's not going to run for president. They don't need her to run. And I think Newsom might be the guy.
Yeah, right. I agree 100%. They don't need her to run. They've shown, the Democrats and Obama in particular, have shown that they'll staff the government, whoever is in, people that they need. And I think they're counting on that. I just think, guys, you can't underestimate the power of the incumbency, meaning, you know, Biden, if he were a normal person, and I think this is going to sound a little funny, Nixon was a normal person. At a certain point, they came to Nixon and said, it's going to go like this if you don't step away. And he took the deal because he was a relatively normal person for that level. Biden's not. I mean, that's not just because he's addled. It's, you know, he's a guy that, I heard someone tell me yesterday, after he got a run out of the race in 88, and for plagiarism, and they basically caught him lying and all that, and there was no accountability. He won re-election, and then he became the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, which is one of the most important and easiest to milk for fundraising and probably graft. This friend said to me, Biden realized they'll never hold me accountable. I can do whatever I want, and he's always done whatever he wants. So I think, you know, Jill and him and the others that are in power are saying to themselves, we can do it. And back to Johnny. Every time I go back to Johnny. And they stole it once. I mean, their thinking is, okay, we have to run a weekend at Bernie's candidate. We'll just have to fix Pennsylvania and Arizona and Wisconsin a little better. Now, they may run out of, as Johnny also teaches us, they may have Trump may have a margin that overcomes that, but I think that's what they're planning.
Yeah, and I think that he would have, that's why I say we need Joe. But Stevie, yeah. Eddie makes a good point. It's always kind of... plausibly deniable if you're driving the car from the back seat, but the problem is you're still not driving. You tend to, the driver's not a rational guy. He'll run you right off the cliff, and to get him out if he isn't going to move isn't probably that easy. So, because he won't take the deal, what's he got to lose?
Well,
Stevie, may I make because I know my reporting from the swamp is sometimes has the swamp insight. There were two testimonies up on Capitol Hill in the last 48 hours. One of them was a self-identified far left. She called herself the hippie coach, the hippie love coach from Oberlin College. And she was run out of her job as a lacrosse coach. She's in the Hall of Fame for lacrosse. And she testified and she said, I'm a left winger. I'm the hippie love coach. I don't wear shoes. I'm that crunchy person. I went to Oberlin because I thought we were allowed to be who we were. And when I said, men can't be in women's sports, it's not fair, transgender, she said, they pushed me out. And she testified very poignantly. And she's railing away. And so the second testimony was yesterday, the three heads of Harvard, UPenn, and which was the third one, whatever the third one was, a big Ivy League school.
Cornell? Cornell.
And they said, we cannot condemn people who say that, Israel is committing genocide against Gaza. We won't condemn that. And my point, by the way, was in my house, if my kids say something I don't like, I got to condemn the heck out of it. In my private college, if I don't like what you say, say I'm a believer, I'll condemn the heck out of it. They couldn't do it. And by the way, the second of those women, UPenn president, had to admit under oath that they paid Joe Biden $400,000 a year to be on the faculty of UPenn. And did nothing. She admitted, well, he didn't really do anything, but he made phone calls. And so my point is, when you see this corruption and you see what's happening, you go back to politics, it's very basic. It's turnout. And on the edges of the left, the Democrats, you're seeing diminished enthusiasm because they just don't believe their team is any different than the other. And on the right, you're seeing more and more and more, on the conservative side, energy focused on how you get the vote out. in general, that works, by the way, to predict what happens for elections. Now, I don't know in 2024, but that's where it's headed. And extraordinary testimony in Washington, D.C., up there on these topics.
But, Eddie, too, there's other things. The court across the country here and there are starting to say, well, we have to hear this case about the voter fraud. Or we're running this election again. So this, there's never been one case of voter fraud is out the window, and they keep coming. And so that's, to me, the most encouraging thing. And the other thing is, going back to Joe not leaving, another absolute hero of the left, actually, was Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and they begged her to step down Obama was president. She wouldn't budge. She said, no, there's nobody like me. But that's when she was like 88.
Right.
And so it's the same kind of, you get to where you really think the country can't make it without you, that your cause depends on you. And maybe we have some of that on the right with Trump, but that's where Joe may hold the line. You know what I mean?
And Stevie J, sorry, it's like Johnny and I have our own show. Stevie J, we'll let you know when you're invited to comment. But to Johnny, he thinks surprisingly it's happening exactly like we needed to understand there's fraud. It's not happening with some dramatic opening of boxes that says the election in 2020 is overturned. It's happening in regular places. There's a sheriff's race, I think, out in Oklahoma. They're redoing the election because it turns out they cheated. There was the Bridgeport, Connecticut race. And people are then saying to themselves, I always thought when they said every election in America was perfect, that didn't sound right. That's not believable. And now Trump suddenly looks like somebody who was saying, I didn't believe him when they said, trust us. And I think the psychology is not some grand conspiracy, but, elections are the same as the IRS or the guy who does my inspection of my small business. Half the time they're morons, and half the time they're corrupt, and the other half of the time they're doing the best they can.
And they're also finding different means. It's the computer online, the various programming in, and of course stuff in the ballot boxes and the drop boxes, and all different means, but it seems to be across the country. It's not in one little spot here or there, and so we need to tighten it up. The only way to do that is basically the maybe a week of early voting, and mainly an election day, with ballots that really are self-contained per precinct, and then we can believe.
Hey Johnny, let's go back to our studio in Illinois. CDJ, do you have anything you'd like to offer?
Yeah, I just think I want to just put a flare out there for folks that are watching on Facebook Live. We're going to have technical difficulties coming up. I think this is a good morning. I am so glad that Joe Biden is my president and Kamala Harris is my vice president. I will be sure to vote for them four times. Okay, so that's good. That'll be good. All right, so moving forward and winding this up for today, Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, Tapman's Toyn phone line. Ed, I mean, we got so many things going on. We got so many fires to put out, so many really, really critical things. I don't know anybody. I really don't. Democrat, I mean, progressive, I don't think anybody that wants Joe Biden for four more years, and I don't think the country can hang in there that long. They just will look and say, well, we can't have Trump. It's always about no Trump, but who cares who the other person is? How do we overcome that?
Well, one thing is we have to pray for peace, because I do think that one of the fears I have is that the lack of strength, you know, puts us in a position where in parts of the world, whether it's Ukraine, it doesn't look like they're going to get any more funding out of the Congress, which, you know, who knows how dramatic someone will make a way to make that look bad in the Middle East and all. But I have to tell you, I think the argument that helps more and more is the old-fashioned, you know, was it James Carville, is the economy stupid? Well, it doesn't matter if the headline on Business Insider says the economy is stronger than people think. I still can't get my bacon for under $17.99. You know, it used to be $11.99. And so I think people are feeling that and saying, you know what, we had a guy that was imperfect in terms of his tweets, but he was on our side, and he was pushing for energy independence and things like that. I think that's sort of going to – that part of it is carrying weight. But we're going to head into a period where the desperation of wanting to stop him, you know, that they tried the P-tape and the dossier in 2016 because they thought he wasn't real. Now they know he's real, Trump, and Lord knows what they'll try.
Well, and I think, Stevie, Ed's right about the economy, but energy independence has been a lifelong goal, and Trump, we got energy independence, scratched it.
Right.
And then don't forget about the high crime rate going on. That might be up there with the economy. And there was none of that going on with Trump, nothing like this.
Yeah.
And then, so if you want to, throw in the disaster in Afghanistan and the war in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
This is bad. And people are, I know they can say, never Trump, but they may just say, well, I'm not voting for anybody. And they may even say, well, he wasn't that bad, and vote for him.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if you have somebody like if they had a spokesman for the other side that looked good and Gavin Newsom's perfect, they can still sway some of them. So I'm hoping for Joe and Donald. And I think we'll get back on track.
Hey, Ed, how can people find Ed Martin, Ed?
You know, PhyllisSchlafly.com, I encourage people because we've got a bunch of our Phyllis's writings there, PhyllisSchlafly.com, and also over on Twitter at Eagle Ed Martin or X at Eagle Ed Martin. I do a bunch of work there. In fact, tomorrow night, on Thursday night, I'll do a Spaces, which is a kind of X version of a conference call. People can join in, and we're talking about January 6th and giving an update on the January 6th videos and what's being released. So you can go to at Eagle Ed Martin on X and Twitter. You'll see the stuff that I'm doing there.
Johnny, back to Bible study. Pray for all of us because we need,
all right,
we need it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate both of you. Johnny and Ed, Brother Johnny, Ed Martin, ESPN 93.5 every Wednesday. 7:51, our weather this morning brought to you by Houlihan's.
Houlihan's reminds you on Thursday evenings, live in the lounge from 6 to 8 is great to take in some local artists while you enjoy a fine meal with someone special. It's Houlihan's with Dreamcatchers on Thursday, tomorrow night, 6 to 8.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ampas, Saturday, nice couple of days ahead, and even a mild start to the weekend, although it'll be wet across the area. Yes, significant rains are back into play. No hint of any significant winter weather coming our way, although a modest downward trend on temperatures, perhaps noted around here at some point, middle to late portions of next week, but nothing bitter and or biting. Becoming partly sunny for the day today. Afternoon temperatures a little above 40 with a light west-southwesterly wind settling on in. 34 on the low tonight. Tomorrow, windy, milder with sunshine and 54 on a gusty southwest wind. Lows in the 40s here for tomorrow night and a windy and seasonally mild Friday. Maybe a shower early and late with a high temperature up to 57 in the 50s with widespread rains for the day on Saturday. A couple of showers here on Sunday. A little mixed snow in the morning. High temperature up around 41. Partly cloudy, 43 on Monday. Maybe a snow shower on Tuesday and high temperatures there in the upper 30s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
The Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center is selling passes to the indoor pool 50% off. December 4th through the 8th, visit the Indoor Aquatic Center at 102 East Michigan in Urbana. Buy passes for admission to the pool for lap swimming or the winter break public swim sessions. Open for public swim December 20th through January 3rd from 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. Punch cards are a great way for families and groups to enjoy the pool for a discount. To learn more, visit urbanaparks.org.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Jeremiah.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com. INS.com.
ILLINI. Cheer on the Illini at Pia's. The pregame fun starts at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Pia's serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. Enjoy 350 22-ounce light and Coors Light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's or ride the free shuttle to all home games. You'll find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Well, it's our buddy Steve Suderman and good vibes. He had to be watching the Fighting Illini and Luke Goody. And boy, was Marcus Damask and Terrence Shannon amazing last night. You probably watching on one of your beautiful TVs, buddy.
Barbie and I avoided hearing any of the game. and frankly, watched it on the almost 20-year-old plasma in the basement that we spend. But it still looks good. It was the best TV on the planet back then. I think I might be Luke Goody's biggest fan, except his parents, just because I got to know him a little bit. He got his three, and he got a couple of boards. But oh my gosh, what Terrence Shannon did and what Marcus Damask did! Holy Moses!
It's amazing.
We were screaming in the basement. You could have heard us down the road. And Harmon was a happy surprise. You're right. We did watch the game, and we didn't know who won, and we didn't know who was going to win, and it was, we didn't see the end of it until almost 10 o'clock. And, oh, boy. So, didn't get as much sleep as I might have liked last night. But
well, it's exciting.
It was really fun.
Particularly, again, you do your commercials with Luke Goody, and he is a great kid, and he's having a terrific year, so it's really fun.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the radio with us today at 3:30, by the way, that.
So I'll be sure and tune in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's really intelligent. I mean, his basketball IQ is
yes.
off the chart.
Yep. What you got, man?
Yeah, it's Black November come and gone. Next week, the Christmas promotions start. So we have a little one-week lull in there where nothing happens much, but my miserable fate was keeping the website accurate with the pricing and availability because these guys are also looking at each other and who blinks first and where do they go with the pricing. You think they've got this all mapped out. They don't. It changes all over the place. But over the weekend, I added two OLED TVs to my own house. I took home one LG and one Sony. Because they're both good, and then there's a LG TV in my kitchen. I'd had a little 20-inch, and now there's an OLED, and it's like, what took me so long? My wife must have said a dozen times, that looks so great. It's a little big for a kitchen, but oh my gosh, it's under $1,000 even now. I don't know if it's going back to that Black Friday. It was $899. I still have a demo of last year's for $829, but I was just thrilled at what it did to my everywhere I look now in the house, the TVs look good, even that old plasma. So
that's awesome.
And so
stand by for some darn good deals, you would guess, next week.
You know, it all starts next week if it hasn't already started.
Yeah.
They just take a little hiccup in there. And the TV people go crazy, and of course that's where all the action is because TVs are so good. And so, and where does Ed Martin buy his bacon? What is he talking about? $15,
$17.99. He's out there in the swamp area. It's Washington D.C.
Yeah.
area, so I think things are super.
He's buying that designer stuff or something.
Well, maybe it's real bacon, not turkey bacon. I don't know. How do we find you at Good Vibes? How do we come see you at your beautiful store?
We are at 2010 Round Barn. We're at gvibes.com on the web. We're, by the end of the day, it better say December on there. They still got the November landing page on there.
Go find him. Go see him. It's a beautiful store, beautiful displays. Back when Steve was loading boxes when Good Vibes started over 50 years ago, music was coming out of his radio that he loved. Maybe even Band on the Run. Denny Lane died. He was the co-founder of Wings and the Moody Blues.
Oh, yeah, heard that.
Yeah.
George Chaplin passed away.
Yeah.
I heard that, too.
George,
that's their landlord.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
George Chaplin. I love George Chaplin. I always love talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll let you go, my friend. We'll play a little Band on the Run, Paul McCartney, and Wings. Thanks for your time, as always, partner.
And Denny Lane.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Thank you.
What a win. Illinois over Florida Atlantic 98-89.
Ooh. And Duncan's
We will play some more Brad Underwood, some Marcus Damascus I got coming up, queued up. Terrence Shannon, we'll get all that on the radio here coming
and
up
Luke
in our next
Goody hour. At 3:30.
Yeah, Luke Goody today with Lon Tay and Kyle Toss as Derek Piper's on his way home from Madison Square Garden.
NYC.
Yep. Okay, we'll break for the news and be right back. Glad you're listening. December 6th, Wednesday. Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. This is WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana at 8 o'clock.